Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Along with good friends Chuck and Yancey, we're ready to get this baby started. 40-6 was the final score. Rebels now 3-0. They beat Wake Forest, who paid to get out of next year's game. They're like, we don't want none. They knew beforehand, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, well, here's the mill. We're out. We'll take this home game in a full stadium. Thank you. And then we're getting out of this thing.
Yeah, that I heard the post-game press conference by their head coach, and he mentioned Ole Miss's NIL in that post-game. It was a 7.5 minutes, 8 times, Chucky. Well, so, you know, it was – that's why the broadcasters were talking about it. He was well – they were well rehearsed on Ole Miss's NIL from the Wake Forest head coach. And, I mean, he's right. Yeah, I mean, you're either in it or you're not, and Ole Miss is in it, and they're not.
It's not just him because, you know, we just moved in and out of the studio with Richard here, and they played a clip of Arkansas's athletic director saying the exact same thing, talking the difference in NILs in those two schools. It's being spoken a lot around the country.
Yeah, and I'm personally, I'm just glad we survived Wake Forest after Yancey told us, man, don't worry. Ooh-wee, they're going to be tough.
Look, I mean, I expected Ole Miss fully to be a playoff team this season, but admittedly, I didn't know they were going to be this good. I mean, these guys, because nobody got to see Nolan and Princely and Juice and all these guys during the spring because they were out. And so, and plus practices were closed and, you know, the spring game was a hot dog eating contest. And, but so, I mean, this is the first time everybody got to see it live was that first game. And all I can say is, wow.
Well, yeah, you can say, wow, but you can also say, the competition hadn't been great yet.
Yeah, Chuck. But look,
and we got some special players on his team.
Yeah.
That can play with anybody. I agree with that part, but I'm anxious to see us play somebody pretty good.
I am too. And it's not going to be this easy like the first three games.
No.
I mean, there are going to be some dogfights, along the way, especially when you get into November and you play Georgia maybe three times.
Well, I could be wrong.
We'll see.
I think Saturday is your. I think they're better than Wake Forest. I think Georgia Southern's better. They went toe-to-toe with Boise
A
high-scoring game. I think Georgia Southern will be another step before you get Kentucky.
I agree with that.
You'll see.
And I'm not going on my knowledge or opinion. I'm going on a couple of people on the inside I've talked to that have scouted Georgia Southern, and they think that they're just slightly better than Wake.
Right.
Not a huge jump up.
Totally
But a progressive jump up, you know. So
well,
that's,
they certainly
I think
got a fine coach that's familiar with Lane and worked under Lane. Dart played under their coach, and so it's going to be a lot of familiarity with both staffs, I believe.
Early part of the program brought to you by First South Farm Credit, 100 years of experience supporting rural communities in agriculture, and they're ready to help you through your financial journey. Check them out, First South Farm Credit. We do have text messages already at 662-426-1093. That's 426-1093. We'll get to those a little bit later on. We're going to do a little roundtable discussion. We'll let Chuck and Yancey get into a few things around the program. And then as we get into the second half, we'll do your text messages, give you some injuries, and Harry Harrison will join us. Now, though, five things from Yancey. It's brought to you by Outback Steakhouse, 9 locations in Mississippi and Tennessee that are operated by Mr. Steve Grantham.
Yeah, the first thought, I see some label Saturday's game as sloppy. Yes, there were some sloppy mistakes, but I thought they played pretty darn good Saturday. They were dominant from the first to the last snap. They were big, strong, fast, tough, and well-coached. Enjoy the ride, Rebel fans. Thought number two, you know who makes the wheel go round and round on defense? That would be no other than Chris Poupaul Jr. My goodness, this young man is quick to the ball and has a football IQ that is off the charts. Thought number three, it was nice seeing Jordan Watkins get that long touchdown pass. He's going to be a key piece to this offense down the stretch. Thought number four, maybe we aren't giving Henry Parrish enough love. All he's done is rush for over 350 yards at 7.8 yards per rush clip with 6 touchdowns through three games. Folks, that's called getting the job done. And the last thought, many are still wondering what is going on with Ole Miss running back Bentley. The word I'm getting is that he just hasn't regained his quickness and speed since returning from turf toe surgery this past spring. Parrish right now is just better than Bentley. It's a process to get back to 100%. Hopefully he gets back to his old self by playoff time. Ole Miss will need him down the stretch.
662-426-1093. Shoot those text messages in, if you will. Again, Harry will join us later in the program. We've got it started. The Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family, from dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury. Leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000. Or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hey, let me tell you about the Faris Group, your partner in retirement, nearly two decades of expertise in helping retirees invest and distribute savings. Faris Group gives their clients the unparalleled level of service and deliver those results with offices in Oxford, Little Rock, Ridgeland, and Baton Rouge. Give them a call. It's toll-free, 1-877-327-3735. For the Faris Group.
Yeah. I was just interested to see where Ole Miss stacked up against all the rest of the teams in the country stat-wise throughout individual and team stats. So, you know, some things that really stood out to me. First thing, Chucky, football is all about scoring points and stopping the other team from scoring points, right? So the very first one I have here, Ole Miss is number two in scoring offense at 56 points a game and number one and allowing the fewest points scored per game at 3 points a game. I mean, that's basic 101.
First time since 1961 that they haven't given up a touchdown in the first three games. That's a long time ago. I wasn't but about 19 then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're about 19, 21.
Yeah.
And that was the
drinking.
Interesting point of the game to me at the end against Wake Forest was they had two opportunities. They had two really good opportunities to score in the second half. Mm-hmm. And the defense stood up and didn't let – I know they had to go for the touchdown. They couldn't kick the field goals at that point. Yeah. But they kept them out.
If you look closely, though, those opportunities were against the number two defense until they got in the scoring zone and then they put the – big boys back in there.
And the one drive was pass in. Interference, defensive holding, and something else got them down close.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about that when you're looking at stats, the number – so Ole Miss is tied with Tennessee for number one in defensive points allowed. And then Tennessee is number two behind Ole Miss in the most points scored on offense. So, Tennessee.
Tennessee's number one in most points scored. Tennessee.
No, I'm sorry. Ole Miss is number two.
Right.
So yeah, flip-flop that. My bad. So Tennessee is right
They're
there.
They're averaging 63
Tennessee
points
and Ole Miss are right there at each other on Ole Miss and defense.
Yeah.
One and two
yeah.
in the country. And it's not surprisingly, both are the most dominant teams in the country so far. The number two point that I put up here, Ole Miss is number one in total offense at putting up 692 yards a game, and they give up the 12th least amount of yards at 253 a game. Chuck, when's the last time you've heard an Ole Miss defense give up around 250 or less yards a game?
I haven't. Now, yeah. Now,
Red Death defense back in the Joe Lee Dunn days.
No, Dave Womack had the number one scoring defense, one year.
Yes.
But they gave up more yards than that.
Yeah. So they were giving up about 325, I think. Yeah, I looked back in there. About 75.
I mean, that's you keep a modern offense down under 300 yards, that's a good day's work. I don't care who you play.
No, and you got to realize that most of these teams are playing soft schedules right now, the big boys. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're getting a little bit better. One game like LSU played Southern Cal and Tennessee. I don't know what Virginia Tech's going to end up being. So maybe a little bit better, but the other two games have been, you know, slop fest.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't like Ole Miss is playing this weak schedule and we're comparing against the other top teams that are playing great schedules so far. They're all playing
a bunch
of passes.
That's right.
Right?
So that's right.
You can get an indication of what's going on this year even by playing teams that aren't in their caliber, right?
Yeah. I tell you what, that Georgia-Kentucky game was interesting, though, wasn't it?
What a mistake. I cannot believe it did not go for it. That was going to be one of my five thoughts. But that, you know, that's not an Ole Miss thought there. But, man, why did Stoops not go for it? Are you kidding me? Fourth and six on their 47-yard line with 3 minutes left?
Yeah.
And only one timeout left? And you kick it? I mean, if you don't get it, you play defense. It's the same way. You don't get it on, I mean, maybe 30 yards of field position.
Well,
I don't know. That was just,
in my opinion, it looked like he was happy just to play him close.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the signal it sent. Now, I'm sure that's not the truth. He's a competitive guy, I'm sure. But the signal it sent was that they were quite content.
Yep. All right, number three here on the talking points. Ole Miss is number 7 in converting third downs on offense and number 8 on defending third downs. That is huge.
I can't tell you how many years we've had when third down was just
automatic.
Not offensively.
Third and 15.
Not offensively.
The longer the third down, the more we gave it up.
Defense. Golly.
So they're a top 10 in the country in that right now.
That's wonderful
huge.
Stat. A
huge
stat.
Point number 4 here. Ole Miss is number 4 nationally in red zone defense.
Yeah.
I mean,
huge.
Talk about another where Ole Miss is historically these last 20 years weak at is red zone defense, converting mm-hmm. 3 and 7 points, right? So they're right there. They're top 5 of the nation in that. Number 5, this is a huge one, and this is the first time since the red zone defense in 92-93. Ole Miss has the nation's stingiest run defense in the country, just giving up 33 yards a game. Think about that.
Yeah. I'm still going to put a little asterisk by
sure.
it because we haven't played a team that can rush.
That's not going to be – we're not going to give up 33 yards a game for the season.
No, but we're going to be pretty stingy.
Right.
Well, and
right.
you and I, Yancey, talked about it before we got on. If Ty Clark was that third-string running back or whatever that came in at the end of the game for Wake – he had 40-something yards on 2 carries.
Yeah.
And then fumbled on the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't – I mean,
they got a negative
they finished
rush
with
yards.
32 rushes for 46 yards. You think about the tackles for loss, the sacks of the quarterback, and if he ran for 41 of the 46, he actually had 8 carries. But 2 of them were those long runs on the last mm-hmm. possession they had.
If he can hold an opponent to under 100 yards rushing – for the season, you got a great chance to win it all. And they're holding at 33 right now. If they can just get that in the 90s somewhere, that is dominant. I mean, when you're holding, like you said, in this day of age, the way mm-hmm. offenses are built to under 100 yards rushing, you got yourself something special. Okay. All right, next point. Individual stats, Trey Harris is number 15 in all-purpose yards, number 9 in receiving yards with 182 yards a game. Dart is number 1 in passing yards with 1172, and he's number 2 in completion percentage at 83%. So to Dart, you know, we all said he needed to take another step. I think he's taking 2.
I do too. I think right now he's the most valuable player to his team in the country. Whether he's the most valuable player overall, I don't know. But that's the one guy, as much as I love Simmons, the backup quarterback, this guy
can't get hurt.
This guy's a championship quarterback.
He leads the nation in passing yards and didn't play 2 quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he leads it by 150 yards. And then Henry Parrish is 10th in the nation in running.
In running, yeah. Yeah. And he's getting, what is it, 7.8 a clip? I can't remember.
I don't think Trey Harris is getting 182 yards a game, though. I think your stat there is wrong, isn't it?
I don't know. This is just according to the NCAA website right here.
I got you.
Trey is number 15 all-purpose. I think number 8 receiving yards for the – I mean, he's, I know he's putting gotten, up huge
He's
numbers.
Gotten over 100 in all three games, but I don't think he's averaging 182.
I think he got like 230 against that second game.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't remember that.
Point being is that the team-wise, the individual-wise, Dart is when you have someone playing on his level – and you got four guys that could play anywhere in the country at receiver right now and almost be the man, right? I mean, Trey Harris, Jordan Watkins, I mean, Caden Lee, how much has he, you know, improved since last year? And then obviously Juice Wells there. And then you got two tight ends that are legitimate. And then going to the next talking point, offensive line. Okay.
Let's back up a minute. Dart is so much more than stats.
Oh yeah.
I mean, when he runs the ball and somebody collides with him at the goal line and he takes his helmet off, even though it's a 15-yard penalty,
right,
and he's cussing at the Wake Forest guy that hit him. Do you think his teammates don't appreciate that?
He's a dog.
That heart, that desire, that competitiveness to win, that leadership. He's so much more than the stats. I mean, he's
and, you
so
know,
much
Chuck,
more than
we
the
were
stats.
Talking about that, how Ole Miss has had dogs at quarterback, been blessed. When I'm saying dogs, I'm talking about quarterbacks that play with an attitude, right? Mm-hmm. That when they're running the ball, they're trying to run you over. From Matt Corral, Bo Wallace, Chad Kelly, and now Dart. I think Dart might be the biggest dog of all. And that's hard after Matt Corral.
When he threw his interception, and it came up afterwards, Pooh Paul came over to him and said, "Don't worry, we're going to get that ball back."
Mm-hmm.
So you're right.
Yeah.
They're following that guy.
Yeah,
all of them are following that guy.
Way more than stats. Yeah. Way more than stats.
Trey Harris is 19th in the NCAA right now in all-purpose yards. And a lot of that are yak yards. I would like to know that's – I need to
15th
find that.
All-purpose. I don't know. That's by their website.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. We'll come back with a few more things, so stay with us.
Can you imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings? Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate. Gemble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
To do some text messages and more with you right now, so let's get into them at 662-426-1093. I'll just start with the first one that came in, and we'll move it in because they actually sent this in Sunday night, so we might as well go, right? And it's you got to predict some stuff here. Which defensive player do you think scores the first touchdown for Ole Miss this season?
That's interesting.
I mean, it could be a scoop and score by D. Lyman, or it could be a corner. I'm going to stick with Amos. We'll see.
I think Amos is a good choice, but I don't know. I think a scoop and score might be more likely. Maybe from
Poupal grabs one and goes.
Yeah, or Umana Medlin. Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Next, how many offensive linemen played on Saturday? Do you know that?
Seven, I think. No, that's not right. That's not right.
Chart.
That's not right.
No, I think, yeah.
Cushman played. That's eight. I didn't see. Did Bryson Sanders play
Sunday? I didn't see his name, but I know the five starters played. Then Pounds played. Acker played.
Scott played.
Scott played.
And Cushman played.
And Cushman, that's nine. Nine. Yeah. Yeah. And they're really, you know, that's going to be one of the talking points with Harry talking about the offensive line. I mean, even there at left tackle, they're liberally substituting between Williams and Pounds. I think that's interesting.
I'm going to tell you something, though. I think Williams has accepted the challenge of the competition with Diego Pounds. And I think Diego's a good player, but right now I think Jaden's better.
Yeah, Jaden has really stepped it up this year. You knew the potential was in him right after that first year.
Well, and I don't know. I did an interview with him last week, and he said he's got a daughter now. And he said, I just had to grow up. I had to mature. He said, there was no better place to mature than right here. He said, I could have left and, you know, gone out west or somewhere. But he said, my daughter's in Arkansas.
Hey, we're going to need them both for next year, too, if Micah goes pro. So,
yeah.
I want them both to be as good as they could be. That'd be a great tandem next year for left and right
but
tackle.
But I think a lot of people thought when we signed Diego Pounds that it was a done deal. He was going to be number one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Jaden, to me, is one that's turned it on this year.
Yeah. I think I heard some people say that about that Oklahoma State quarterback that was here last year too, when they signed Hill, Dart. And you saw what happened with that.
Is the DB room the one with the most room for improvement?
I say yes.
Yeah, probably so. I mean,
if you're going to nitpick, right? I mean, that's nitpicking. Yeah, that running back, you'd like to still get another big time backup, although Matt Jones ran his butt off, and I'm going to talk about that too.
I think it's more safety than it is corner, though. I really like Amos and what Amos and Hamilton and Turnage and
Givens.
Graves,
excuse me,
are doing. I mean, I think that's a pretty good foursome.
You can get your text messages in at 662-426-1093. They're always presented by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCM. Oxford.com.
And speaking of Graves, Chuck, he was playing at a really high level at the end of last season, and there's still a lot of room for him to hit that ceiling this season, which bodes well for Ole Miss in that secondary. I look for him to make some big jumps in his play coming up.
Yeah, I do too. And Hamilton too.
Yeah, and well, Hamilton started to emerge last game. That's one of my talking points too, is he really started. You started seeing him flash like you were hoping to see when they signed him out of there, out of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Rebel injury report. What do we have in that regard?
A few things. I heard today that Jeremy James may come back to practice next week.
Really?
Which is quicker, about 2 weeks quicker than they anticipated from a broken hand. I heard that Caleb Warren is probably going to practice some this week.
Good.
And I don't know if he'll play Saturday, but going to practice. Of course, you saw Jerquan Scott came back, and they didn't put him at center, but they put him at right guard. And I asked Lane today if he anticipates Jerquan playing some center, and he said, yeah, absolutely. So we'll see where that goes. Jordan Watkins obviously is 100% now. We interviewed him today, and he said he's clear. I mean, he's best he's been in a while.
Competition does that for you, too.
Jared Ivey, defensive end, was taken off the field with a sprained ankle, and I heard today that it's not a bad sprain, but he probably won't play this weekend, and we'll just see from there. And defensive tackle Akilo Stone also has a sprained ankle, and his, they say, is worse than Jared Ivey's, so he might miss a couple of games.
Jared got stepped on. He was probably playing his best game of the year.
He got SEC player of the week.
Right,
I mean, and sat out, what, a quarter?
Yeah, I was really impressed with Get Perkins talking about Santarin. His nickname is Get. I thought he played really well when he came in for Ivey. And so I was happy for Get.
Yeah, well, do you have a interception and a sack?
Yeah, and two quarterback pressures, and I believe in a tackle for a loss. He you know, competition does that for him.
Well, I think the sack is counted as the tackle for loss. But he played well.
Gotcha.
He played well.
Yeah, he played well.
I was excited to see him kind of break through, too, because there's just too much talent there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think those second-team guys needed some reps. Chris Hardy and Jamarius Brown and Eccles and Cam Franklin. So any little experience they get is going to pay off big dividends down the road.
Yeah, no doubt. They're going to need it. Again, 16, 17-game schedule is a long season. Mm-hmm. Long.
Injury report brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, oxfordortho.com. We need less TV time for Luber in the next game. We don't need him to be out there quite as much as he was seen at times. You know, I know they got to get out there and do what they got to do.
Yep.
But as much as they were flopping, I thought a bunch of them were injured, but I realized they weren't. I kept saying, oh, my gosh.
Especially after first down.
Oh. Harry Harrison comes up to join in on the conversation next. And as always, you can get him in at 426-1093. We appreciate all of you that have text messaged so far. Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Back with more in a moment.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Taking a look at our game day portion of things, brought to you by Gateway Tire. They've been serving us since 1929, 54 locations in six different states. And I might be stretching the truth just a little bit, but not by much. The only defensive back that was in any kind of range of Jordan Watkins on his one catch for 75 yards was our next guest, Harry Harrison. How are you, buddy?
Man, I was doing good, staring him down, thinking, what happened to the safety? He bit on that on the out route, and Jordan said the only thing he could think about is please do not drop the ball.
Yeah. When you're that wide open, that's got to be the first thought in your head.
Yeah, I wanted to ask him how big his eyes got today, but I passed over that one. But I had a chance to build it.
Harry, let me ask you a question. The linebackers, to me, are the most underrated group on this Ole Miss team, and maybe nationally anywhere. Just what are your thoughts on that group as a whole?
I've bragged on Poupal since he started playing the second half of maybe the first game, but especially last week he started. But he's very instinctive, Yancey. He knows, he reads those run plays. He takes great angles. He finds those open gaps in the line of scrimmage. He's got a whole bunch of tackles for losses. And then Dottery is just a physical guy that can run. So we're real blessed for those two. And Kari Coleman we've had now for 2 years. We know he's really a sack guy. So we've got three linebackers right there that all have great range. They're big guys. They're 235 and up, and they can run. And so our team speed on defense picked it up quite a bit from last year's group, and they're the leaders of that group, those two guys right there.
Harry, I think Tyler Banks is a pretty good backup too. I mean, he's experienced. He's big. He doesn't run as well as the other three, but he's very physical.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Chuck. I've said this many times. If you looked at him in a uniform, he's the best looking guy we got in a uniform. He's about 6'3", 2 or 3, and weighs 235 or 240, and just huge lower body, can run. But he's more of a stand in the middle type middle linebacker that's going to play the run between the tackles. Doesn't have quite the range of those two guys we mentioned earlier, but still a good fourth back to have, no doubt about it.
I saw when Kari Coleman started in the first game, I think, and then they put Pooh in there and saw Pooh's closing speed. He's just got special, like you say, instincts, but also physical tools.
Well, he does. I mean, I think he got him listed 6'2", 235, and instinctively, when you read those play run plays and you hit the right gaps, you take the right angles. With his speed, it's a blessing, Chuck. I mean, he really does read those plays well. He was the best player Arkansas had on their team for 2 years, no doubt. And that was his freshman and sophomore years. And he just come in here with a passion, and mix him in there with Dottery, and those guys are really playing well.
you know, 6'2", 235 looks pretty good, but like Yancey at 5'9", 235, it doesn't look quite as good.
I'm 199 and a half, Chucky. What are you talking about?
I think those guys got to spread out a little better. Yeah.
Spread out a little better?
A little dad's bod.
They got six packs, and Nancy's got a keg. The quarterback situation, I kind of noticed Saturday that I think Isaiah Hamilton's starting to come around a little bit. What do you think about that?
I think both corners are playing well. I thought whatever breakdowns we had Saturday night was really back in the safeties. And, you know, we played a lot of man coverage. And, you know, you got to give them what you can't just give them both sides of the field. If you're going to play man coverage, you got to at least play on the inside or the outside, depending on what their calls are. But I thought if any breakdowns we had in man coverage, it came from the safety Saturday night, Chuck. I think the two corners, I think Hamilton's playing very well. He's a rangy guy. He's another 6'1" guy. That weigh a lot, about 180. Not as heavy as Amos is on the other side. But both those guys are playing well, and then the backups are playing well too. So you've got four guys there that can play. Brandon Turner's made a big play on a long pass.
Sure did.
Saturday night, and he didn't start, but he played a lot. And then Chris Graves, unfortunately, stuck behind Trey Amos, and so he doesn't get to play as much as Turner does, but Amos is having a really terrific year. Of course, this team we played Saturday night was a much better team than the first 2 weeks we played, without a doubt. We were at their home place. What wasn't a home field advantage, Rebel fan, we had about two-thirds of the visiting side with Rebel fans.
Wow.
Their group never had much Wake Forest fans never had much to yell about, you know. And so they cleared out pretty quickly in the third and fourth quarter. It got pretty quiet in there, all but the Rebel fans.
Harry, what do you think, who needs to step up there at safety to kind of solidify that?
You know, Yancey, I see practices, and I thought Kennedy had a tough night the other night. I thought he made some bad plays, but I'm not out there coaching those guys. I'm looking at game time just like you guys are. I think we're missing Key Lawrence, a guy that was probably going to be a starter in camp, and then he got a concussion and has missed some time. So he practiced all last week and played a lot of special teams. I don't think he played any safety Saturday night. But I think he'll eventually round into shape and be one of the key guys back there. You know, when you talk about safeties, Saunders and Washington are two returners from last year that played well last year, and you know they're going to continue to play good this year. And then so that leaves a couple, you know, another spot back there. Right now, Kennedy, number 28, man in that spot, and then Nick Cole spelled him a little bit. So that told me that number 12, Key Lawrence, was not ready to play back there, that he wasn't really over his injury. So, but this week, and getting ready to go into SEC ball a week from Saturday, I think he will be back in there. I'll be real surprised if Key Lawrence didn't play some Saturday in the secondary.
You know, who flashed pretty good Saturday was Lewis Moore. I had not seen him much in the first two games, but he made a few plays Saturday night.
I think he's a good tackler, Chuck. I think he's one of those guys. He's compact, 6 foot, and about 195, 200. Not quite as rangy as Lawrence or Saunders, but a little bit bigger version of Trey Washington. But, yeah, he's a really good tackler. I don't think they put him in a lot of man coverages, but I think he's, you know, he transferred in here also and went through spring practice. But he's had a lot of playing time. I didn't see Yam Banks as much Saturday night as that.
No, I didn't either.
16. So, you know, I think these depth charts are working themselves out as we get further into the season. And like I say, we're a week from Saturday, we're in the SEC. And from that point forward, won't be anything but Southeastern Conference teams that we play. And we know we're going to see a lot of talent there. So I think they're getting us, you know, I didn't particularly like just having four non-conference games on the schedule up front, but I think it's worked our favor. I think that we're really honing down on all these different positions in our backups. I think they're all playing a lot. I mean, we're playing, you know, 25 to 30 people on defense every game. And I thought our backup defensive tackles and also Centarian Perkins had a terrific play when Maris Brown batted the ball, and he was on his knees and intercepted it. That's just heads-up stuff, you know. And so we know these guys are terrific backups, going to play a lot. So I just think that defense is playing well. You know, you take 89, J.J., and number two, Nolan. Those guys, that's a pretty tough combination to have to deal with in there. So pick your poison. Who you going to double, you know?
Yeah.
We might see J.J. on the defense, strong side defensive end, with his hand on the ground out there after Ivy went out. I know we saw him, and he may be the starter out there this weekend. We'll just have to see how it works. But I'm not sure what Ivy's status is, but I will be real surprised if he plays Saturday.
Well, check this out. How about J.J. Pegues at defensive end, and then you bring in Xavion Harris and Walter Nolan at the tackles, and then Princely Umanamelin at the other defensive end. I mean, that's pretty stout.
That's a lot of good combinations. We hadn't been able to see that in years past, Chuck, but those combinations sound pretty good. And, you know, like I say, we've been playing inferior talent, but they're playing really well. When you're averaging giving up, what, 3 points a game and less than 25 yards rushing in a game, that's pretty good. I don't care who you're playing. Normally, in the latter part of those games, you either get tired or your backups play as well. But our backups are playing really well, too. And that's going to bode well as we go into the SEC schedule.
I'm really excited about the future of Echols and Franklin on that defensive line. I think they're going to be big time.
I like him, too.
And Brown, Jamaris Brown.
Those are four really good freshmen.
Harry, before you came on, I made the comment that, you know, we were going over all the stats and everything, but I made the comment that Jackson Dart is way more than statistics. He's heart, he's leadership, he's tough, the players rally around him. I think that's just way more than, oh, he completes 83% of his passes and is thrown for 1,100 yards. It's just something to me that seems like it's infectious down there.
No doubt about it, Chuck. It's some of my buddies said he's the toughest pretty boy I've ever seen.
Yeah.
When he ran that quarterback draw in for a touchdown, and that ran completely over the free safety.
Three of them.
Had a really good night. It was a good tackler. Just really bowled over him at about the 4 or 5 yard line and just kept going. But what really rallied the troops, Chuck, is when he almost scored and his helmet came off, and then he got up with no helmet on and got in the face of the tackler.
Yeah.
That's
nose bleeding.
His sideline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was targeting at first, but I guess it was not. And, Harry, when you look at that defensive line, they're able to get the pressure, and they got to pay so much attention to them as freeing up these talented linebackers just to come in there and just take care of business.
Well, that's what defensive fronts are supposed to do, Yancey, those tackles.
Exactly.
You know, when you look at the stats at the end of the year, they don't have many tackles, but what they're trying to do is taking on double teams, keeping those guards from slipping out on those linebackers, and let those guys clean things up. And we've got, as we just discussed, we've got four guys that can do that. But you know, against the teams we've played so far, these guys have lived in their backfield. And so they've got to pad that stats. Let's hope that keeps up once we get in the SEC play. But it'll get tougher. We know the offensive lines will get tougher at that point. But those guys are really, really playing well. I mean, you know, it's like the coach at Wake Forest, I think, when he turned on that film and said, "Have y'all seen this number two play?" I mean,
Yeah.
And then on the other side of the ball, the offensive line, I thought the improvement in pass protection. And Chuck's been bragging on the pass protection for the first two games, but this game, they just took it to another level. I believe I counted 10 Mississippi a couple times that Dart had. I mean, it's they're playing elite right now.
I agree with you, and that's what we've been waiting on, Yancey. You know, through injury, probably more than anything, we've played the starting five together. The only thing we really have rotated much at all would be left tackle between Diego Pounds and Jaden Williams. And Jaden Williams has really come into his own. He stepped it up this year. He might be playing as well as any of them at that left tackle position. But I think what we've done is we've settled in on those starting five or six. A lot of rotation, and, you know, not rotation as far as backups, they're coming in later. But these guys are playing well together, and it's like we've talked about. You got to get these five guys have got to be a little dance troupe, and they've got all those guys defensively. You're not going to come directly at them all night long. You're not going to be blocking the same guy. They're going to have twists and turns, and different people are going to come do different gaps with blitzes, and you got to be able to pass the guy off to the next guy, and that takes a little time. We've got two new starters at the guards with Bulo and Kalepo, both transfers from Washington. Big bodies, And really, you know, the guy that started at center, McIntyre, did not play that much last year, only in injury situations. I thought he's played very well, with the exception of that bad snap he made the other night. Jackson didn't come down with it. We fumbled. But other than that, I thought his snaps have been very good throughout the first three games. And he's played very well. He's been around a while. But Garrison likes him. I think he's doing a good job in there. And that group of five, whether it be Pounds at left tackle or Williams at left tackle, they're playing together. And you're right. You wouldn't be throwing for 1,100 yards if you didn't have time to stop and survey the field. And Jackson's had a lot of time to do that.
And you know, that just shows you what this – NIL has done for Ole Miss when you can bring in two guys from Washington, guy from North Carolina, guy from Southern Mississippi,
guy from Washington,
and they're
four key guys,
you know, and they're playing a big part of the offensive line success.
Well, it has, Chuck, and then you know, you get your guys who actually returned from last year, and a couple of those guys are injured right now, Caleb Warren and Jeremy James, but man, when you get those guys back in there, and you get that kind of depth to alternate with, it bodes well for the long term, because we know over a 12-game schedule, and hopefully that thing's going to stretch out into 14 or 15 games, maybe 16 games, who knows. But you got to have depth to be able to do that all season, because somebody's going to get dinged up at some point. But, yeah, it's we have really improved our depth, our height. You know, it's the offensive line's played very well, and so they're building that camaraderie across that front line. I think Jackson Dart is enjoying that.
Hey, buddy, thank you so much. As always, great information.
As always, howdy toddy, buddy.
Look forward to seeing y'all Saturday. Bye bye.
You too.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brewery, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags. Anything, everything, Ole Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Lots to get to here at the back end of the program. We thank Harry for being on. First of all, the SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. Jackson Dart and Jared Ivey named as part of the SEC Players of the Week. Jared with the two sacks, quarterback pressure, and part of that defense. He had six total tackles, and of course, we've talked about Jackson, 377 yards passing, two touchdowns, 36 yards, and ran for one as well. And then in the SEC, as far as those notes are concerned, the AP poll, they put Texas at number one over Georgia. 35 first-place votes for the Longhorns, 23 for Georgia. Ohio State is the only non-SEC team in the top seven. Alabama 4, Ole Miss 5, Tennessee 6, Mizzou 7, then Oklahoma, LSU, and Texas A&M. The coaches put Georgia at 1 and Texas 2. It's pretty much the only difference in all of that.
Yeah.
Take a look at the recruiting news brought to you by our friends at the Grove Collective.
Yeah, this weekend more visitors will be surfacing throughout the week, but three big ones that are coming in. 2025 four-star tight end Bradley Gumpers out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 2025 four-star tight end Matt Suter out of Illinois. And 2026 four-star offensive tackle Johnny Jones out of Bradenton, Florida. So when you get players coming in from long distances, you know that there's high interest from the players that are not coming in from Jackson, Tupelo, Memphis, where you just kind of hop in a car and go over there to the game. So good to see that. And then Ole Miss offered a linebacker commit for Baylor in the 2025 class, Caleb Burns, last week. A visit's already in the works for the 230-pound linebacker. So Caleb is one to keep an eye on. Women's basketball commitment. Coach Yeo got a top 20 national commitment from a point guard, Lauren Jacobs, out of Columbia, South Carolina. She's 5'9", averaged 31.5 points a game last season, Gary. And then baseball got a right-handed pitching commit, William Cutchall out of South Carolina, 6'2", 190-pounder out of Seneca, South Carolina. Is rated in the top 100 players in the 26th class.
Before we go to the good, bad, and ugly, Walker Jones, the CEO of the Grove Collective, just sent me a quote from Hunter Yurachek, the athletic director at Arkansas.
Yeah.
Says, Ole Miss has 5,000 people in their collective. We've got 1,000. If we're really going to get a handle on this NIL and remain competitive, we got to start getting more people throughout the state in our collective. That's pretty good that we got 5,000.
I want to get that to 10, Chucky.
Oh, I don't think we had a
little bit. He was more asking that for families in Arkansas to come up with $100
a month. Yeah.
And to get it to where they could compete.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Great work by the Grove Collective, Walker, and that group.
Well, Chuck's been talking about it for, you know, every time he posts on the message board and in here is like, now thank the Grove Collective too. He's always, and everybody's like, well, come on, give Lane. But even Lane, even the wait for, I mean, everything's come about. What is your war chest?
Yeah.
Let's do that good, bad, and ugly now. We've got a little bit of good before the good, so we'll go now. Riverland Roofing is your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they've got you covered, home or business. Give them a call at 662-644-4297. That's a lot of four, 644-4297. Or go to the website, riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good, I guess it's a real good thing when you can go on the road to a P4 school, beat them like a redheaded stepchild on their turf, and people call it a sloppy effort. Yes, the Rebs left points on the field. They had too many penalties on defense, and there were some coverage busts. But 40-6 is all I care about when the wash is done and the clothes are put away. 3-0, top 10, coming home for Georgia Southern, all good. The bad, the Rebels got a couple of injuries that I wish they hadn't. Defensive end Jared Ivey, who got co-SEC Player of the Week, Defensive Player of the Week, sprained his ankle. There are conflicting reports of the severity. Some are saying he's out 3 to 4 weeks, but I've also heard that missing one game and then he'll be back for Kentucky in 2 weeks. Defensive tackle Kilo Stone, a backup, also has a sprained ankle that is said to be worse than Ivy's. So that's the bad situation. The ugly, you know, Wake Forest backing out on the return game to Oxford in the original contract, doing it right before the game last Saturday, was kind of bush league. We'll get the $850,000 payday out of it, but finding another P4 opponent this late in the scheduling cycle will be difficult, and the Rebs may have to get a waiver from the SEC to have four lower-level opponents next season. Lane Kiffin said today when I asked him about it that there are such waivers. Hopefully we can find somebody, though, but just as kind of a bush league thing to me what Wake did.
It is. It is. I wish that Southern Cal game would have gone on, too. That really hurts, especially when you have Wake have happened like that. Off of that subject, Chuck kind of scoffed at me last week. I said, take the Rebs and over and parlay them in that first quarter. This is week number four.
Okay.
It's free money on the table, Rebel fans. Listen to me. Take the Rebs and over in the first quarter.
I didn't scoff at you. I don't even know what that means. I've never bet on a game in my life.
Well, they were only given 7 points in the first quarter last week. They're always going to get the ball first. You're getting an extra possession.
Yes, yeah, so you might as well be talking Chinese to me when you start talking about betting.
I got no idea. Those people like to win free money too, Chucky.
Okay.
All right, friends, thanks for being with us. Remember to text message at 662-426-1093. Another Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline in the books.
Howdy, toddy.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hi, I'm Devin Whitmire. People from South Carolina, like myself, are proud of their state, but even we don't know every nook and cranny or every piece of culture or history. To explore places that are off the beaten path, you have to talk to the people there, because their stories make everything come together. From Discover South Carolina, it's the Palmetto Porch, premiering September 18th. To learn more, visit scpalmettoporch.com.